Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones told a group of senators the agency is starting to get on the right path with its use of force incidents. The prison agency has been under scrutiny for its handling of inmates and abuse allegations by prison guards.
I'm proud to report the department has observed a consistent decline in the use of force incidents, and we're currently at a five-year low. Along with enhanced expectations and training for our staff, we've implemented policies that changed our approach and even negated the need for use of force.
Speaking during her confirmation hearing in the Senate budget panel that looks at criminal and civil justice issues, Jones says she followed through on requests by senators who sit on the panel. That includes Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers' request to step up the reporting of use of force incidents. She's also working on a priority of Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley to install cameras in the correctional facilities, which she says is a heavy lift.
It'd be $17 million for the cameras and upwards of $12 million for the IT infrastructure. And this is to do everything everywhere. So it would be a multi-year project with an appropriation request in 2017-18.
But she says to implement that initiative, more staff is definitely needed, and Jones says she will be requesting upcoming funds. While Bradley pelted the secretary with questions, he says he's a fan of Jones.
Madam Secretary, I'm a supporter, and I really appreciate it. I know we've come a long way as a state. We got a long way to go, and I think you're the right person to lead it.
And Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron also had high praise for Jones.
Human beings are very defensive by nature, and we don't want to admit mistakes. We don't admit that there's problems. And what I've found good virtue and character trait in Secretary Jones is a willingness to acknowledge deficiencies and things that need to be improved, but always focusing forward. So she keeps her word. She acknowledges when there's problems, and I think that the agency has made progress under her leadership. And I just wanted to thank you for your willingness to work with us in a way that's been very honest and productive.
At the close of the hearing, Jones received a unanimous vote of approval from the panel. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.